Time for the birthday scam. We're going to call a guy named Warren, had a pool put in his yard, and the inspector came out and said he needed to do, make some alterations to the fence around the pool. Never had it done.
Nope.
Well, we're back.
This is Warren.
Hello, Warren. This is Earl Hagen. I'm your pool inspector.
Oh, yes, sir.
How are you doing this morning?
All right.
One of my men filled in for me, did your last inspection.
Uh-huh.
And he had outlined a number of items that we needed to have taken care of.
Okay.
And I noticed that those items had not been taken care of.
I guess the logic behind some of this is what I don't understand.
What is it that you don't get?
For one, like my back fence, you're saying that I've got to go over there and put pickets on his side of the fence.
Well, what if someone were to climb over?
Well, and this is where my logic is. I'm confused. I have to have a gate.
We have these certain guidelines to prevent people from being hurt or killed in your pool.
Well, I understand,
and
but
I'm sure that is the last thing you would want would be for a little neighbor kid to come into your yard and drown in your pool.
Sir, I understand exactly what you're saying, but what I don't understand the logic is like, why would the kid climb the fence from the neighbor's backyard if he can walk through my gate?
Your logic is flawed, okay? We set these guidelines down.
I don't see how that's flawed logic.
You
if
were
I can
to comply.
Walk through the gate, why would I want to climb across a fence?
I have
from the backyard of somebody else's
in my
backyard?
Authority to issue a fine, $675.
I understand what it is. All I'm saying is I'm trying to get it clarified as to what was going on. The guy when he came
what's
out there
to clarify?
Didn't tell my
you just
wife
do
anything.
It. You just do it. There's nothing to clarify. Stop trying to apply your screwy logic to it and just do what you're told if you want to keep your pool. Hello?
Well, I'm just trying to calm myself down because you're insulting me right now. I asked a question to clarify something. This pool was built well over a year ago.
Yes.
Okay? The city came out and looked at it. They stuck a permit up there and said, build a pool. Nowhere in there did it ever tell me that I was going to have to put pickets on my neighbor's fence, on his side of the fence.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you the city pool inspector?
I am not the
city
pool inspector.
No, I am.
I
That's what I do.
But when you came out there the first time, how come I wasn't told that?
You people kill me. You put in a pool, and you don't want to take the proper precautions.
I did not put in that pool until I had a permit from the city.
Let me tell you something, you bastard.
Okay, sir, that's it. What's your name again, sir? What's your name, sir?
My mom died in a pool.
I'm telling you, sir, what's your name? You said Eric?
She wandered into a yard.
Sir, what is your name?
And fell into a pool.
Sir, I want to know what your name is.
And you're
right
going to do this to me?
I want to know what your name is right now, sir.
I'll tell you what my name is.
I want to know.
You're going to get home today, and there's going to be some yellow crime scene tape on your pool. You are
I
not
want
to use
know
your,
what your name is,
You are
sir.
Not to go into your pool.
Sir,
Drain
I want
it.
To know what your name is.
You really want to know?
Yes, sir.
My name is Dean, from Dean and Raj.
All right. I got some buddies that are real happy right now.
Sorry to push you like that, Warren, but, yeah, Robert and Charlie... gave us the story of the pool, and
oh man,
they care about you. I think you know.